CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Jurors at Sean Combs' sex trafficking trial in New York are resuming deliberations after telling the judge they could only reach a partial verdict, but he sent them back to keep trying on the final and most serious count of racketeering. CBS News legal contributor Caroline Polisi.
What the government is alleging here is that Sean Combs was sort of the head of this enterprise, the object of which was to promote his reputation, promote his brands, fulfill his sexual desires, and cover up crimes related to achieving that goal, essentially.
The charge carries the possibility of life in prison. Lawmakers in the House could vote today on President Trump's big spending bill that squeaked by in the Senate after some major alterations. Republicans on the House Rules Committee debated before voting to advance the measure. North Carolina's Virginia Fox.
This bill gets Americans back to winning again.
South Carolina's Ralph Norman has concerns, though, about Medicaid cuts and budget busting.
I'm against this because what the Senate did, I'll vote against it here and I'll vote against it on the floor. Until we get it right.
President Trump wants the measure on his desk by Friday. Many lawmakers are still trying to get to Washington to vote. Bad weather's gotten in the way. More than 1,500 flights were canceled yesterday. Hundreds more have been canceled today. Correspondent Nikki Batiste is at New York's LaGuardia Airport.
A mix of thunder and heavy rain pounded the East Coast, flooding roadways up and down the I-95 corridor. In Fairfax County, Virginia, firefighters believe lightning caused a small fire.
It definitely scared me. Maybe 10 to 15 minutes later, started to smell smoke and then heard a siren and got out of my house.
An American tourist has vanished in a tropical paradise. CBS's Jim Crisula has the details.
51-year-old Brian Terrence was last seen leaving a vacation rental in the Turks and Caicos. The Monroe, New York man was apparently headed out for an early morning walk. The Royal Turks and Caicos Islands Police Force and a private investigator are searching for the missing man.
It's starting to get messy as a strike by municipal workers in Philadelphia enters its second day. CBS's Ross DeMattei is in Center City.
Trash piling up all over the city. Reports of illegal dumping throughout the city already taking effect just one day into this strike. We're also hearing reports of rodent activity picking up, so rats and mice.
Sanitation, police dispatch, water department, and airport workers walked off their jobs in a contract dispute over wages. Dow futures are down 12. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-209-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has determined that the 1849 abortion ban is no longer valid. The ruling today said subsequent laws regulating abortion have taken its place and make abortion legal in Wisconsin. Dissenting judges criticized the decision as judicial activism and maintain that lawmakers, not judges, should set abortion policy. 16 shots were fired in the alley ambush that left Milwaukee police officer Kendall Corder dead and officer Christopher McCray wounded. Police now say it all followed a fight that escalated to gunfire. Prosecutors have charged 22-year-old Tremaine Jones with first-degree intentional homicide, attempted homicide, and reckless endangerment. The roots don't go much deeper than the Raiders. Roots in Racine is the theme for the city's 89th annual 4th Fest Parade. The Racine Raiders football team, known for their national titles and local involvement, will serve as honorary grand marshal. Over 140 entries are scheduled for this year. The route runs along Main from Gould to 14th Street. If you can't make it, the festivities will be broadcast live on TV Channel 24. You can go deeper with a parade preview online. Check out RacineCountyEye.com. The debate over how to celebrate is heating up. Both Wauwatosa and Milwaukee are introducing drone shows as alternatives to traditional fireworks. Tosa's drone display launches tonight at Hart Park, while Milwaukee's high-tech show lights up the lakefront tomorrow. Classic fireworks return to most places on the 4th. Sturtevant does theirs tomorrow night from Fireman's Park. People running cities with drone shows say they offer a safer, more inclusive, and environmentally friendly way to celebrate. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Baseball in New York. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Brewers and the Mets in a doubleheader today in Queens, New York. The two teams rained out last night. NBA, the Bucks shocked the industry with their free agent signing of center Miles Turner. 4 years, $107 million, taking him away from the Pacers. What's the reaction in Indiana?
If I'm an Indiana Pacer right now, I'm absolutely disgusted. I am sick to my stomach. If I'm Tyrese Halliburton, I am breaking things right now. If I'm Rick Carlisle, I'm furious at just what's happened because they were unwilling to spend a little bit of luxury tax money to hold this team in place for a year when Halliburton came back to go to a team that they hate. They hate the Bucks. Mm-hmm. And if Giannis tweets a big smiling emoji and indicates that he is happy as a clam, the Bucks can declare a win, even though this has been a stunning turn of events.
That's ESPN analyst Brian Windhorst with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
We have a slight chance of a scattered shower or a thunderstorm later this afternoon and again tonight. Otherwise, mostly sunny today with a high in the mid 80s this afternoon. Tonight, we're going to drop into the lower to mid 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine, isolated storms, 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
It's WRJN. It's practically the weekend with the short weekend ahead because of the holiday. Enjoy.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you do? Don't believe a
Park to Ives Groves. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Oh, I could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. The white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do you
be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry.
Oh,
your desires. Remember, life holds for you one guarantee. You'll always have me. And if you should miss my loving one of these old days, if you should ever miss the arms that used to hold you so close, or the lips that used to touch yours so tenderly, just remember what I told you the day I set you free.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Cindy Huber is coming back for a show on Friday. Cindy's going to be sitting in for Don Rose and some of my show, because Don and Lou Rogani going to be in the parade on Friday morning. And so I'll be here at noon. Kurt Volman will be here at 2, the usual time. Then the Brewers play at 5:30. Speaking of the Brewers, rained out yesterday. There is a makeup game at 11:35 this morning. You will hear it here on WRJN.
Today's big deal of the day. Beat the summer heat with a sweet treat from the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Sip on a creamy pudding shake or indulge in the all-new cheesecake in a cup with 24 irresistible ways to thrill your taste buds. Turn your day into a dessert-filled getaway at the Peach Cobbler Factory. Go to WRJN.com right now, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Cool down and perk up at Main Street Bakery, where iced coffee dreams come true. Craving a refreshing boost? They have the bold cold brews and creamy caramel lattes to match your mood. Start your morning strong or treat yourself to a midday pause. Anytime is the right time. Pair your drink with a light, summery sweet treat to turn any break into a mini celebration. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
You don't need a boat to join the Racine Yacht Club. Just a love for great times by the water. Whether you're a seasoned sailor or just looking for a vibrant community, RYC offers something for everyone. Set sail in club races, join a crew, let the kids play, or simply soak in the beauty of Lake Michigan. The friendships you build here last a lifetime. Come for the water, stay for the people. Join the Racine Yacht Club today. Different membership levels available and no boat required. Visit racineyachtclub.org for more info.
Summer is here to stay, so make sure that you're cool all season long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right, for just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in tip-top shape all summer long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001, or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Your local civic media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WRJN.com/contest-terms. There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is going again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives on your local Civic Media radio station.
Timeless Hits, WRJN, with the WRJN Sand and Surf Report for today. Temperature 86 degrees. The heat index will hit maybe 90. Waves calm on the lake. And the water temperature 69 degrees. The WRJN Sand and Surf Report is sponsored by Anton Painting and Decorating, from drab to fab, creating beach-style color one stroke at a time.
Together.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, and another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, 15, 20 minutes from now. Song you haven't heard on the radio, but let's get the news now. From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, here is Stuart J. Waddles with an update.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has determined that the 1849 abortion ban is no longer valid. The ruling today said subsequent laws regulating abortion have taken its place and make abortion legal in Wisconsin. Dissenting judges criticized the decision as judicial activism and maintain that lawmakers, not judges, should set abortion policy. The roots don't go much deeper than the Raiders. Roots in Racine is the theme for the city's 89th annual Fourth Fest Parade. The Racine Raiders football team, known for their national titles and local involvement, will serve as honorary grand marshal. Over 140 entries are scheduled for this year. The route runs along Main from Gould to 14th Street. If you can't make it, the festivities will be broadcast live on TV Channel 24. You can go deeper with a parade preview online. Check out RacineCountyEye.com. A Racine County charity recently used the fairgrounds to help build a better community. 150 volunteers built 100 beds for local children thanks to the efforts of an organization called Sleep in Heavenly Peace. Since 2018, the local chapter has provided more than 2,600 beds. The debate over how to celebrate is heating up. Both Wauwatosa and Milwaukee are introducing drone shows as alternatives to traditional fireworks. Tosa's drone display launches tonight at Hart Park, while Milwaukee's high-tech show lights up the lakefront tomorrow. Classic fireworks return to most places on the 4th. Sturtevant does theirs tomorrow night from Fireman's Park. People running cities with drone shows say they offer a safer, more inclusive, and environmentally friendly way to celebrate. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thunder stamps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
We have a slight chance of a scattered shower or a thunderstorm later this afternoon and again tonight. Otherwise, mostly sunny today with a high in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, we're going to drop into the lower to mid-60s. Tomorrow, sunshine, isolated storms, 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 78.
WRJN.
about Saffron. Whatever or whoever Saffron is. Here's Donovan on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
I'm just mad about Saffron. Saffron's mad about me. I'm just mad about Saffron. She's just mad about me. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow. I'm just mad about 14. 14's mad about me. I'm just mad about 14. She's just mad about me. They call me Mellow Yellow. They call me Mellow Yellow. Quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow. Born a high forever to fly. A wind of velocity nil. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow. A sudden grace. Electrical banana. It's about to be the very next phase. They call it Mellow Yellow. Quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow. Quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Going to open up the vault door in a couple of minutes for a Canadian band, but it's not the Guess Who, and of course it's not Rush or anybody, not even Neil Young. No, this is a one-hit wonder from 1969, a song you haven't heard on the radio for a while, which is the whole point of the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget Series here on WRJN.
Don't scroll past summer. Experience it live at Summerfest. See your favorite artists, grab your go-to fest food, and make memories you'll talk about all year. Because it's more than just a music festival. It's your summer highlight reel. Don't miss Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance, June 19th through 21st, June 26th through 28th, and July 3rd through 5th. The stories you tell this summer, they start at Summerfest. Get tickets now at summerfest.com.
Racine, your stories are our stories.
Stories of dedication and resilience. Of beauty and commitment.
Of good times and of bad.
For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been part of this beautiful community of stories. We can't wait to hear yours.
Visit Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine or explore our collection online at rasmussendiamonds.com.
Racine, get ready. There's a new flavor in town. Introducing Charlie's Cheesesteaks. Now open at 4700 Washington Avenue. Made to order Philly cheesesteaks. Melty loaded fries, crispy wings, and refreshing lemonades. Hot, fresh, and packed with flavor. Bring the crew, grab a table, and taste what everyone's talking about. Charlie's Cheesesteaks, 4700 Washington Avenue, where flavor lives in Racine. Follow on Facebook for deals and daily specials. Charlie's, crafted hot, served fast.
Racine's historic 4th Fest Parade is getting ready to step off for the 89th year on July 4th. The pre-parade starts at 8:30 with the sirens, classic cars, and tractors. The main parade starts at 9 a.m. sharp from Golden, Maine, traveling south on Maine for over 2.5 miles. This year's theme is Roots in Racine, highlighting the industry, heritage, and inventions that call Racine home. Get all the details at racine4thfest.org, and we'll see you July 4th with WRJN.
Join the Racine Raiders for Military Appreciation Night this Saturday against the Fayetteville Commandos from North Carolina. All veterans and active duty military and reserves get in free. Operation Barbecue will also have a free tailgate for those that served or are serving in the military. Saturday, 7 p.m. at historic Horlick Athletic Field.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
But I wanna know for sure.
tight. You move me.
Let's open up the vault door. For another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget, a song that has been on the radio for a while, and this one from a Canadian group. No, not the Guess Who, and certainly not Rush or even Neil Young. This is by Motherload. And you're thinking, who? They had one hit in the States, and you're about to hear it. A four-member band that didn't even have a bass player. They used a bass player in the studio sessions, but in concert on the road, the bass line was played by the keyboardist. Their only hit in America came around October of 1969. The song, the Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget for this morning, is And When I Die, Motherlode on WRJN. Marcus Wax Museum Nugget for this morning. Normally, another one would come along at 1:45 this afternoon, but there will be the Brewers' first game of the doubleheader this afternoon on WRJN.
She's a fisherman's daughter, uh-huh. Free.
Baby does the hanky panky. Walking on down the line, yeah.